of messages coming in saying, awesome playlist this morning. I know, isn't it an absolutely great playlist? We just heard Matchbox 20, Coldplay, Maroon 5, Sheryl Crow, Fergie, all in one shot. Now that's what I call a great start to your morning. Coming up through this hour, of course, more fabulous music. I've got Rihanna and Neo, I've got Nelly Furtado, Take That, I've got Toto, I've got, let me see, Alanis Morissette, Fallout Boy. It's all good to be chatting with someone very, very interesting. Her name is Prarthana, and she's the volunteer relationship manager at a very interesting organization called iVolunteer. I'm going to find out more about iVolunteer and what they do in just a couple of minutes. So make sure you keep those dials locked in 91.9. Coming up right now, we've got Hilary Duff with Stranger, and before that, here's Craig David. Hot stuff. He's so hot. Hot stuff. Coming up. Don't go anywhere. Good morning, 10 minutes past 9 this morning on 91.9 FM. My name is Malvika. I'm actually in conversation with someone very, very interesting. Her name is Prarthana Unkalkar, and she's the volunteer relationship manager at an organization called iVolunteer. Firstly, welcome to the studios, Prarthana.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you're having a good time in the studios.
Yeah.
You got to tell me a little bit more about what iVolunteer is. What does it do? What is iVolunteer? What's the basis of iVolunteer?
Yeah, basically iVolunteer is a platform wherein we connect volunteers to different NGOs.
Right.
So connecting volunteers, there are so many activities that are happening. So basically connecting volunteers as per their interest to any organization which they want to do according to their time and their interest.
Right.
So there are the network of social sector is so high that we work with all kinds of issues, right from child to old age homes to human rights to civic issues to special children, and the list goes on and on.
Yeah. Well, how many volunteers does iVolunteer have, and where all are you based? Is it just Bangalore?
Yeah. No, we are based in Bangalore, Chennai, Delhi and Mumbai.
Right.
And few volunteers working either all in Hyderabad also. And in Bangalore, we have a strong database which says like we have around 3,000 volunteers with 60 volunteers being placed every month. So there are like 60 new volunteers every month.
Fabulous. So let me just get this funda right. Basically, you have a long database of 3,000 people.
Yeah.
And depending on, let's say if I'm on that database and I want to volunteer 1 hour a week.
That's right.
And I have a special interest, so let's say disability.
Yeah.
Then you will connect me with an organization that works with disability.
Exactly. Yeah.
And give me a time frame within which I can work.
Yeah, that's true. Just according to your time, even 1 hour a week, 1 hour a month or 1 hour a year also can make a difference. As per your interest.
All right, fabulous. Now, we're going to ask for more questions. If you have any questions at all about iVolunteer, how it works, you have any questions for Prarthana, make sure you send them in right now on 52919. Coming up right now, Faith Hill with Red Umbrella. And before that, Rihanna featuring Neo on Hate That I Love You. Make sure you keep those dials locked. When we come back, we're going to find out much, much more about the interesting work that iVolunteer does and is doing in Bangalore.
It was Spectre at Safina Plaza.
Indigo Rising with Malvika.
Well, it is a good 22 minutes past 9 this morning. I've got a very, very interesting girl in the studio with me. Her name is Prarthana, and she works with a wonderful organization called iVolunteer. It's a very innovative idea where basically what they do is have a huge database of volunteers and people who want to help, and they connect these people and network them to organizations that require this kind of help. Right, Prarthana?
Yes, that's right.
Is that an appropriate way to describe that?
Correct. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, now you've got to tell me, how has iVolunteer grown? I mean, how many volunteers do you have now? How many did you have when you started out?
Within like past 2 years, I have seen a huge change. Like there were like around 1,000 volunteers past 2 years, like when I joined. And I used to feel like I have moved from corporate world to social sector. So when I joined, I used to think, what will so many volunteers do?
Right.
But now the thing is like, even if there are 10,000, 20,000, as many volunteers I want, it's like less. I need so many volunteers. We need really lot and lot of volunteers because we have so many activities, so many opportunities in different areas.
Right. I've got an overwhelming response on SMS. Now, most people, of course, are asking questions like, does iVolunteer have a website? Do you have a website?
We do have.
Okay, and what's the website address?
It's www.iVolunteer.org.in.
Right. You can also just Google it. iVolunteer will pop up there as well. You can check out the website. And how do you join? How do you get on the iVolunteer database?
They could just contact me over email, and they can just call us. And our email ID is bangalore@iVolunteer.org.in.
Right. And does this all happen free of charge? Do you provide volunteers free of charge as well?
It's free of charge. Like we just provide it free of charge to the NGOs as well as volunteers work first free of charge.
For free.
For free, yeah.
Okay. I've got another interesting question. How does iVolunteer help connect donors with needy organizations? How do you find organizations to connect people to?
Yeah, basically we visit the organizations, try to understand the requirements, because there can be organizations working on same issues, but
right.
the requirements will be different. For example, like there might be organizations like working with visually challenged. One organization would need people who could read books for the blind people.
Right.
But then at the other place, when you go there, you will be surprised, like there is no place to do reader services.
Right.
So they would have a good concept of recording cassettes for the blind people.
Right.
And this is something which you could do sitting at home. Just
right.
record it and give it back to them, and these cassettes will be listened by the blind people.
Right. Yeah. Right. So if you have any questions at all for Prarthna about iVolunteer, about how to join iVolunteer, more about the special activities that iVolunteer does, just send us a message right now on 52919. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the very, very special activities and plans that they have at iVolunteer, including something called the India Fellow.
India Fellow Professional. So we have two activities, India Fellow and India Fellow Professional.
We're going to come back and chat more about that. If you have any questions at all for Prarthna, make sure you send them in right now on 52919. Incredible organization. You've got to check them out. The great part about this organization is you can decide to volunteer for just as much and just how long as you like. Coming up right now, we've got Take That With Reach Out, and here's Nelly Furtado and Missy Elliott with this one. I love it. It's called Do It.
Someone needs to rap off the top.
Of them at 3 p.m. Indigo Rising with Malwika.
Welcome back. A good 36 minutes past 9 this morning. I've got a very, very interesting guest in the studio with me on the show today. Prarthna Unkalkar. She is the Volunteer Relationship Manager at iVolunteer. iVolunteer, in short, is a group that connects a large database of volunteers in the city, depending on their interests in the cause they want to work with and their time, to various organizations that require their help. And I've got a couple of questions for you, Prarthna. I've got one question coming in saying, can children volunteer?
Yeah, so there are a lot of activities in which the children could volunteer.
Right.
The one best thing, like, I could quote is, like, last week we had an event wherein there were, like, many special children who came to this park called as Coles Park.
Right.
And there were many normal children from the schools who just took one friend and there was one volunteer, and they just had lot and lot of fun with the special children. They got a lot of good learning.
Right.
And it's really good, like these children could go, they can actually even provide reader services at various places.
Right.
There are a lot of activities in which children could also participate.
Okay, tell us a little bit more about this India Fellow and India Fellow Professional course that you have.
India Fellow is a program especially for the students, wherein we select students, like there are, like last year we selected 60 students, and these are the students who have never seen what a rural place is.
Right.
So these students are sent to a rural place for a period of 6 weeks. They stay with the NGO and do some project, and it's a great learning for these students because they
Absolutely.
Learn a lot within this short, you can say short period or a long period of 6 weeks.
Right.
And this is during their vacation time, so
right.
a lot of learning to the students. And Professional is a program specifically for the corporates or MBAs who really want to spend their 3 months giving their knowledge, sharing their expertise at any of the rural NGOs.
Okay. Also got another question actually from Ajay saying, do you have any services for respite care and autism sector? So can people choose to work with
There are places wherein we send volunteers to the places wherein they could spend some time with the autistic children, and they are even given training on how to deal with such children.
Right. Right.
So that's, yeah.
All right. If you have any more questions for Prarthna, make sure you send them in on 52919. Before we go into the next track, though, Prarthna, tell me what's happening on the 8th of this month. I believe you have an event coming up.
Yeah, on eve of International Volunteers Day as well as World AIDS Day, World Disabilities Day, we are planning to have an event at Bensontown at an organization named Balajyoti Center for Disabled, wherein we will have lot of special children, over 50 special children, wherein volunteers could spend time with such children, playing, dancing, just being themselves.
Right. Alright. So if you want to find out anything more about iVolunteer, you can just Google them, or you can check out their website. It's www.ivolunteer.org.in. Coming up right now, more great music. We've got Toto coming up with Could You Be Loved, and here's Daryl Hall and John Oates with a track called Out of Touch. Make sure you keep those dials locked to 91.9, because this is a very, very interesting organization. Of course, a lovely girl who's in the studio with me right now, Prarthna Unkalkar from iVolunteer. volunteer. That's spelled I-V-O-L-U-N-T-E-R. Google them, find out more about them. Very, very interesting organization that matches people who have the time to help and places that require their help. Interesting concept. Make sure you keep those dials locked and don't go anywhere. Here's Daryl Hall and John Oates with Out of Touch. Turn it up on Indigo Rising this morning, right here on 91.9.
Next to SAP Labs.
Indigo Rising with Malwika.
Just about 10 minutes before we hit the 10 o'clock mark, and this is our last bit of our conversation with Pratna from iVolunteer. Well, Pratna, what's the one main area, or at least a few main areas, that really require volunteers right now?
Actually, all main areas, but then to stress, we would need people who could help the children.
Okay.
We would need speech therapists to work at disabilities organization,
right,
that is with special children. There
okay.
are old age home wherein you could spend time with the elderly people.
Right.
To spread AIDS awareness message, and there are helplines which people usually aren't aware of.
Right.
So just to tell quickly, there is this child helpline 1098. AIDS awareness, people could always get in touch on 1097
okay.
or 2354-3333.
Okay.
And there are also helpline for old age homes, which is like 1090.
Right.
And there are projects on education wherein students or the volunteers could participate
right.
and teach them on various things.
Right. Pratna, here's one question that I've always had. You know, people are a little apprehensive of entering this sector because you always wonder, like, do I need training? I mean, I've never worked with special children before. I don't know much about disability. Is that really a problem?
No,
should
no,
I worry
that's
about
not
that?
At all a problem. Actually, I used to tell my volunteers, please, until you are emotionally very strong, just don't go and work with special children because you need to be very, very, very strong. But
right.
then now I feel like, no, you just need to be yourself.
And have a good
because,
time.
Yeah, they just need your unconditional love. Like,
right.
they're like waiting for someone to come and hug them and just be yourself.
Be with them.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, I've got a few songs now. We're going to go into that. But before that, Pratna, just want to say thank you very, very much for being here, and I believe you have a couple of people to thank as well.
Yeah, I want to thank all my volunteers, and hats off to all the volunteers, to all the social entrepreneurs, and everyone who is related to this sector, who has made a difference and who is trying their best through their dedication, commitment and sincerity.
Thank you very, very much, Pratna. Before you leave, though, you have to give us your email address once again.
Yeah.
So people who want to get in touch with iVolunteer, they can email you on this address. Basically, to recap that, iVolunteer is basically an organization that, depending on how much time you have and where you want to work, you'll basically link up volunteers with organizations that need help.
That's right.
Right? Okay, and what's the email address?
It's bangalore@ivolunteer.org.in.
All right. Thank you very, very much, Pratna.
I
have to say it's a pleasure to meet people like you who are
Same
working
here.
With such important organizations and making such a difference to the world around
Thank
us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank
Coming
you.
Up right now, we've got Alanis with You Ought to Know, and before that, Fallout Boy with this one. This ain't a scene, it's an arms race. Turn it up and don't go anywhere.